Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Lou Hoger. He is the site manager for the Perry Area Food Pantry. Lou, thank you so much for joining me. And just tell us a little bit about the food pantry in Perry and what you guys offer, especially at this time of year.
We offer an established set of commodities. For example, we will always have cans of fruit available. We will always have breakfast cereal available. We'll have pasta and pasta sauce, tortillas and salsa, or canned pasta. We will always have rice available. We'll always have peanut butter available. We will always have mac and cheese available. We'll have a variety of cans of beans and bags of dried beans available. We will always have tuna helper, hamburger helper. We will always have a variety of vegetables. We will always have a variety of soup. And then we also offer some resources in baby food and other infant and child care products, as well as some personal hygiene items that would be available. And then we have quite a range, few shelves of miscellaneous items that people can select from. We also have meat, and everyone who comes to the pantry receives at least 1 pound of ground beef. During the holidays, they also get an extra meat in November, December. Right now, we have some 1 pound packages of very nice pork loin slices, some boneless pork chops. We have whole chickens. We have a couple of beef roasts left. I actually have 2 pound bags of catfish fillets, which I'm tempted to take home and try. But yeah, so we have quite a variety of nourishing foods to help families out with.
For sure. And this is kind of your busy season, I would say. With it being the holidays, would you say that more often than not, you need a little extra help at this time of year?
It's very interesting because we almost anticipated more of an increase than we've had. Now, we've generally increased throughout the year. Actually, to date, we have served over 210 different households, and that is an average of about 63 households a month. We've averaged about 140 individuals a month. And in the last few months, we've stayed in the 60s. Last month, we had 71 households. So the holiday might have had something to do with that. But we've also noticed that there are other folks who have recently moved to our community. We're puzzled in a way because we seem to have people who meet the income guidelines that are moving here. And we don't have an answer to that. Actually, I usually get phone calls. You know, this is the food pantry, and I say, well, I'm the site manager, and what are your hours, and what do I need to come in and access the food pantry? So a lot of those are newer residents.
All right, well, let's discuss just that. Someone to call you and ask what your hours are and what your requirements are. What would you tell them?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you are a new customer of the food pantry, you would need to bring a photo ID. And if that photo ID does not have your current address, we'd like a copy of your lease, if you've just signed a lease with your name and address, or a bill that has come to you at that address to verify that you live in the Perry Area School District. That's the area we serve. If someone would call us, for example, from Minburn, we would say, you know, you live in the ADM School District. There's a food pantry in Adel that would serve you. If someone's from Rippey, for example, we would say, well, that's Greene County, and you're served by the food pantry in the Greene County School District. So they need that ID. Then when they come in, all they have to do is self-declare that they meet the income guidelines that are established by the federal government. We function under a program called the Emergency Food Assistance Program. It's called TFAP. And they are required to fill out a TFAP form, and we keep a record when they come each month, and they have to put their name on that for that month. It has the income guidelines. And one of the reasons we come under that federal program is because we access USDA commodities through the Food Bank of Iowa. And if you receive USDA commodities, then you're required to use the TFAP forms, and we just choose to use those for everyone since we deliver those commodities to every person that comes in.
Okay, so they get those forms directly at the food pantry, or do they get them from somewhere else?
No, we have those forms available in English and in Spanish, and those are good for 1 year. The year begins July 1, so the forms that people are sending down will be good through June, and in July, we will require everyone to submit a new TFAP form for the following year.
Okay. Now, you're located currently at Raleigh Masonic Community, but what are your hours while you're there?
We are open Tuesday mornings from 10 to 12:30, and we're open on Thursday afternoons from 1 to 3:30. The old Raleigh Masonic Community Home is at 3000 East Willis, and the food pantry sign is very clearly set out on Willis Avenue, and there's a long driveway. People can park in the circle drive and come in the front door where the sign is.
All right. Now, talk about the finances that help pay for the food pantry and where your food comes from.
Our budget for this coming year is about $13,000. To date this year, we've spent $9,607 on food, almost $10,000. We anticipate spending approximately $12,000 on food in the coming year. Our administrative costs are relatively low, probably about $400 or $500 for administration, and we may need to purchase some equipment. We have a total budget, though, of about $13,000 for next year. Our donations, cash donations, come from personal contributions, about $3,500 worth, congregational contributions. Some businesses have supported us, other organizations, and then we've received some grants. So that's our income. Now, commodities come to us from individuals who will bring in bags or boxes, or sometimes churches are collecting food commodity items in grocery carts, and they will deliver them. The largest donations have come from, first of all, KDLS's effort in collecting foods at the different grocery stores and different places. That's been a tremendous boost for us, especially during this season. And we certainly appreciate KDLS doing this effort and all those who have contributed through that effort to provide these commodities. The post office annually does an every household collection. People can put their bags out. That's usually in the spring. Out of Des Moines, the Lutheran Church of Hope for Super Bowl Sunday has a huge collection, and we will end up receiving some of those commodities. One of our difficulties is it seems like everybody wants to donate corn and green beans and something else. Those are probably the items that I would invite people to scratch off their list. But certainly any other items that I've mentioned in our commodity list, we certainly can use. Our primary sources of commodities are, first of all, of course, donations. The second one would be the Food Bank of Iowa. About every 2 weeks, I look and see what the Food Bank of Iowa has available. And then I will arrange to pick a shipment up at the Food Bank of Iowa. I just did that this morning. Quite a blessing. We were actually able to pick up about 85 one-pound tubes of 85% ground beef. And we get these commodities at 14 cents a pound. And recently we've gotten donations from people. If I get a donation for $100, I remind those people in my thank you letter and receipt that that will probably cover two shipments from the Food Bank of Iowa for us. And then what we don't receive through donations or from the Food Bank of Iowa, then we would actually locally purchase. And this time of year, we're not having to purchase very many items. During those summer months, the donations are not coming in. And generally, we've always had to purchase our meat. Very seldom has meat been available through the Food Bank of Iowa. I believe that with some of the farm support programs that are being enacted because of the high tariffs, I believe the government is purchasing more meat products that may become available then through the Food Bank of Iowa, but we're not certain of that. But I think that's why we've seen, for example, these pork loins available and the boneless pork chops. I believe the government's buying those from those producers.
Makes sense. Well, Lou Hoger with the Perry Area Food Pantry, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, other than thanking the people in our community for the donations of commodities. That's so important. And we need to remember, people wonder, are there really that many needy people in our community? Well, yes, there are. We have many households that can make it kind of on a monthly basis, but there's just those things that come up. If you have to pay your rent, you have to pay the bills, and they're just that need. Or there are several children in a household, and that income just doesn't quite make it because of the income levels of those folks. People need to remember that there are people, genuine people, who work hard but are still struggling. We average about 65 households a month out of the 200 and some households we've served. So not everybody's coming. If they did, we'd be overwhelmed.
For sure. All right. Well, Lou, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lou Hoger. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Harry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.